Recall that last advantage of binary. Anything that can be represented with patterns can be represented with patterns of bits. What about representing things other than the written characters of a language? This is a deep topic, and entire books have been written about it. Here is a very sloppy discussion. Pick some subject. Use English sentences to describe it. Represent those sentences in ASCII, characters encoded as byte patterns. Now the subject is represented in binary. If something can be represented in English, then it can be represented in binary. Notice that this says nothing about meaning or understanding. Printed books don't understand their own contents. A digital version of the book, say, on a CD-ROM, doesn't understand the book either. It merely holds the information, waiting for a human mind to do the understanding. However, the book has been represented as bit patterns. Nobody said that binary representations are easy to use. Some representation methods are very useful for computers, for instance, using binary patterns to represent numbers. Others are nearly useless. Much of the work that computer scientists do is figuring out how to represent things using binary in ways that are useful. For example, much work has been done in the last 10 years in figuring out how to best represent image and audio data. An important point. All that computer memory holds is bit patterns. What those bit patterns represent depends on how they are used.